First of all, our website, we have the most comprehensive tally counts and coverage on our website possible. We're actually linked up directly to the tally computer, the master tally computer, which is a couple of yards away from us here in the Clarion. So if you want the very latest, and I mean the very, very latest and first trends and tallies, just log on to our website and go to the local election site, and you'll see the separation of the Sligo electorate area and the Ballymote electorate area tallies. And I can promise you they are literally hot off the press because they're linked to the tally computer. So one candidate who shall remain nameless, removing...
I think it'll more likely benefit Marie Casserly and also may benefit Donal Gilroy. But it does appear at this stage that certainly Fianna Fáil are in with a strong shout to try to take three seats.
Right, OK, I want to welcome at this stage Pádraig Hart, and I want to thank you, Pádraig, on my own behalf, but particularly on behalf of all those people who are accessing this site this morning, because the response has been astronomical. And you devised a system along with your colleagues in IT Sligo where you were able to bring this master tally system to everybody's computer at home. So literally, when you're tapping in the numbers, just to explain very simplistically, when you're tapping in the numbers from your tallyman, people can access it on their screens straight away.
That's right. It's very exciting. I think it's the first time in the country that a tally has been used on the cloud, and we're storing the data on the cloud, and it means that it's accessible to all. And it's very, very exciting. But I'd like to start by thanking all the tally people out there, because without them and their commitment and their hard work, and very, very importantly, to explain to all the listeners, the people who come in and tally, they're from all the different parties, from the independents, and it's fantastic to see everybody working together. And I think the future of the country can be greatly enhanced when you see everybody working together and putting their shoulder to the wheel.
Do you know that we say that every 5 years or every 3 years, the case may be, and it's all forgotten about tomorrow or probably next Monday.
Well,
but this has been a tremendous, and people are hugely interested, as you know, in tally figures, and they lean on everybody's word. Jude Evans, Tony McLaughlin, and John Comiskey, and Leitrim, Gerry Reynolds, and Pascal Mooney. They listen to everything they say, and it's great to have that resource in front of them where they can follow the tallies and the individual boxes.
Yeah, well, it's great, and it's thanks as well to the radio station, because anybody who goes onto your website can just click on the button and they can bring up the figures and they can see their own box and exactly who got what, and it's a great spectator sport at this time of the year. We have a great record in Sligo, being very, very accurate, and the tally people are very good, but the real accuracy will come when the returning officer stands up and says the results of the first count are...
Right, and we look forward to that. Once again, Pádraig, thanks for your time. I'll talk to you later on. Oh. You've been a great assistance today, Pádraig, and all his team of tally men, and as I say, that link to the website has been of huge interest. I mean, we've had candidates, I have to say, I won't name them, but we've had candidates ringing us this morning saying that they haven't come to the count simply because they're at home just accessing this website.
Well, I think it's a new era, but what's very, very interesting is we have a man sitting over there helping to get the data into the computers, and he remembers back to the days in the Galooly Hall when there were no computers, and he was there as a young man with big ledgers and biros, and that's how they were keeping all the tallies then. So continuity has been maintained even though we've new technology being utilised.
And thank God the e-voting never took hold. I think most people would feel that way as well. Okay, Pádraig.
Yeah. It's something like today that allows people to interface into democracy and to see it in action. And e-voting would have removed that.
Pádraig, many thanks for joining us. Thanks for all your help. We'll be back to Pádraig.
And also, if you're following us on the live link on oceanfm.ie, our webpage, from the Count Centre, to refresh the page. It's not a live link. You have to refresh the page to keep up with the very latest results. Meantime, back to the Clarion Hotel and Niall.
At this moment in time, going purely on those as an indication, and it won't pan out this way, but it gives us an indication. The 10 to be elected on these. Declan Bree, Sean McManus, Shamey O'Boyle, Veronica Cawley, Tom McSharry, one of the McGarries coming in there. Rosaline O'Grady, Matt Lyons, Tomás Healy. That's purely on these figures.
Okay.
That's
but as Jude and Tony says,
John, that's giving Fine Gael one seat, and
which is not going to happen. And
I'll tell you something. God help a lot of our listeners and family members that have candidates in here or supporters this morning. I mean, You're a brave man, John.
I didn't say it's purely based on the figures before us at the moment.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, that it's early days. And I said this morning, before we started this morning, or as soon as we started, I've listened to it before. And I mean, after a number of boxes are open, we're forecasting where the 10 seats are going.
We were getting the details on the radio. It was better than coming to the count, because you had them on paper or on the internet. And I think that always I want to thank.
Okay, I'm told the tally site we've been accessing is actually, there's such traffic going to it. It's absolutely astronomical. It's just crashed at the moment, just for anybody trying to get in it at home. And it's, as the old saying goes, it's out of our control. We will try and get it back up. Just keep trying and we'll get it back up. But it's been a massive help to everybody this morning. John, can you see that one? Kerrigan's booth 2. And it has changed the overall... Do you see that in your computer? You do.
I do, Niall. It appears that Donald Gilroy received 31 votes and Marie Casserly received 61.
Yeah, 61.
So another strong box for Marie Casserly. But obviously the 31 votes do bring Donald Gilroy up a little bit closer. So he's up now on the tally to 746.
We can tell you now, we have a final tally for the Sligo electoral area. All we're missing is the St. John's Hospital vote, which we're told is so low, it's under 50, as to be negligible. So this is the final tally from the Sligo electoral area, and maybe you want to get your pencil sharpened and take down these figures. You can access on our website, as I say, and I'm going to read this in order numerically to make it even more crystal clear of who did well this morning and who didn't. Declan Bree, independent, 1,774. That's 1,774. We are due to take an update from Leitrim. I think we're going to the Bush Hotel. I think. Sorry, Porrick, you wanted to say something. This is Porrick Hart, first of all, just to give us an update.
Yeah, we're getting some analysis on the hits that we were taking on the website that were available, and it's very, very interesting, because you must remember, Niall, that before this morning, nobody knew these figures were going to be available, and then suddenly Ocean started to publicise that they were going to have them available, and we were emailing the address out to people as well, and the figures that we got in were absolutely amazing altogether. Several thousand people visited, I'm not sure, I think it was 13,000.
13 you told me a while ago, which is fantastic.
13,000.
Apart from anything else, I think it restores your faith in politics and people's interest in politics, which I know a lot of us, and I know Jude probably agree, that we felt maybe it was waning, particularly amongst younger people. But when you see that level of interest in the count...
Well, Niall, here's a very interesting thing that happened. We were using the cloud today to publish this data. It was a first. And the way the cloud works, you can assign X amount of power to whatever you're going to do. So we felt that it wouldn't be that busy, and we put a X amount available. And suddenly the whole thing sat down because we were getting so many hits. And I was alerted to the fact that the service was down, not by a phone call, someone tweeted it, which is fantastic. And we were able to go back in, turn up the power, and everything was resumed. So it wasn't that it crashed or anything like that, we needed to give it more acceleration. And the important thing there is that social media is very much in the hands of younger generations, and people are always afraid that younger generations aren't engaging in politics. So by making it available in this format, and by people being involved in tweeting and social media, it's making the whole election process more available to our young people, and that's to be welcomed.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree with that, and I have to say again, and so many people are texting saying it's a tremendous service that you've provided on that website.
I'd like to publicly thank my colleague Edmund Gray, who was working with me, and Edmund just suggested, you know, Boris, what about the cloud? Just over a cup of coffee, and I says, you've hit an absolute winner, and we developed it from there. So that's, and Edmund has been on the computers all day today.
Okay. Well, the only cloud I know about is the one hanging over certain political parties today, but we won't go there yet.
Ladies and gentlemen, the first count for the election of members to the Sligo local electoral area has been completed, and the results are as follows. Electorate 30,180, 3180. as the votes of Declan Bree and Sean McManus exceed the quota, I deem them to be elected.
Four decades. As some people said to me today, I must be doing something right for the people of this community if they continuously endorse me election after election, and I look forward to serving them in the next 5 years.
Well, here's to another five. Congratulations again, Declan.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and from Declan Bree's camp to Sean McManus's camp. Sean McManus, very well done. Great performance again, elected on the first count.
Thank you very much, Niall. I'm very, very pleased that the people of the Sligo area have put their trust in me and elected me on the first count. I hope that I'm able to live up to the confidence that they have in me. Intention and many of my colleagues be back in here to support the election of Thomas Healy tomorrow morning. Thank you, Niall. I also want to say to the press and particularly to Ocean FM, a big thank you for the way that you've conducted debates during the course of this election, and particularly for staying up to this hour of the night. Thank you.
Pat McGrath joins us now. Pat is the Cathaoirleach of Sligo County Council. Thanks for joining us, Pat.
Thanks, Dan.
Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, and to you and the listeners.
And commiserations and commiserations, yeah. I think, on behalf of all our panel on losing your seat. Not an easy thing for you to do. It just wasn't your day.
No, Niall, and I first of all would like to start off by thanking a few people, because there are many, many people out there that are very good to me over the years. And I'd like to thank my canvassers, supporters, and for their loyalty and support. Obviously, coming on the radio here at the moment is difficult enough, and I suppose a bit emotional, because
it's understandable.
There are very genuine people out there, and it wasn't my time this time. I was elected in 2004 and 2009, and they were great years, and you know, I'll never forget that.
We've been on there for 17 and a half hours, and I thank Jude Evans and Tony McLaughlin most sincerely, and hopefully we'll see the both of them at some stage tomorrow. And thanks to you again, John, for all your analysis, and thanks to our own production team. It's been a long day, and it will be a long day tomorrow, and after all that, we still only have 3 seats filled on Sligo County Council: Margaret Gormley, Declan Bree and Sean McManus. Okay, we're going to continue with our Leitrim coverage from the Bush Hotel in Carrickenshannon. We'll be back here at the Clarion Hotel in Sligo again at 10:30 tomorrow morning for the resumption of the Sligo and Ballymote Trubber Curry Counts. Very good night to you.
I'm blaming it on a lack of sleep. I hope you can forgive me for that.
I don't blame you one bit, and I be wrong of me not to take the opportunity to say well done to Ocean FM, because your coverage was sterling. Yesterday I was hopping between Sligo and Carrickenshannon trying to cover the two counts, and the best coverage I could get was in the car on the way between Carrickenshannon and Sligo and vice versa. You've done a superb job, and many people have asked me to convey this to you. You have done an excellent public service work here over this weekend. So I can see that I can appreciate that you suffer from lack of sleep, as do I, but well done. It was a superb job.
Much appreciated, and thanks for your time.
As the votes of Michael Clark exceed the quota, I deem him to be elected.
Well done to you, Michael Clark. Thanks for joining us, first of all, and congratulations on your re-election.
Thanks very much, Niall.
And you're taking it all in your stride.
It's a huge weight to carry, a bit emotional, but I'd like to sincerely thank all my supporters and the Dream Team who went out and canvassed, and it's a huge weight on my shoulders that 1,500 people came out and gave me the number one vote.
You're very humbled about all this, Michael.
I have to say, I take this job very, very serious. I think that so many people are hurting out there with pain.
This is some of your young team here.
These are
your kids, are they?
We had a kitchen cabinet team.
Okay. How do they feel about Mum being elected to the county council?
Well, I think they're very proud of Mum now. Yeah, they're very proud. Getting a thumbs up here. Yeah, they've been really good and really patient, and it's good for them to understand how, I suppose, politics at local level works, because they know now how you know, you go out and you campaign and you ask people and they believe in you, and then you get the vote, and we've been here for the count. And I just want to say, for I've been getting a lot of feedback from people at home who are glued to the radio and jumping up and down kitchens and tearing out here, because you're the reports from here have been fantastic online and on air, and I don't think it's probably been a bit quieter here because we're sitting waiting, but people at home have really, really got involved, and they can feel the pressure, you know. So well done to Ocean FM.
Anybody, for anybody want to talk about Mum's election? And go back to your 9-year-old daughter now and give her the time she's looking for.
Yeah, and also, Niall, you know, like, thanks very much to yourself too for the last 5 years. You know, you've always been very courteous, Niall, and very, very
cross.
Supportive. Well, you've been a challenge at times, you know, that's what you're there for.
Okay.
And but you've mainly been very, very supportive. And, you know, I mean, the work you're doing for the last 2 days here, you must be absolutely exhausted, but well done. I see Rory over there nodding the head, ready to get right on the floor.
We don't have the difficult job, as you know, the difficult.
I am now excluding the lowest candidate, Gerard Mullaney, and I deem the following candidates to be electors without reaching the quota: Martin Baker, Eamon Scanlon, Jerry Lundy, Paul Taylor, and Dara Mulvey.
It's something new for me. I'm looking forward to it. I believed that we needed change. I believed we needed young people to be involved. So I'm here now, and I'm here willing to work, you know, willing to do what's necessary. And I'm just delighted for everybody.
Okay, and tired as well at this stage.
And tired as well.
All right,
well,
we'll let you get off. And Paul, well done again on your election to Sligo County Council. Well done, Paul Taylor, first time candidate. The biggest cheer we've had of the whole count so far. That's Paul Taylor. It's Taylor time, they're saying. It certainly is. Paul Taylor, elected to Sligo County Council. We started at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. Yes, Monday morning now. Yeah, Saturday morning. It's now 3:10 on Monday morning, and eventually we have a result. We've 18 seats filled. We're going to be talking to some of those candidates in a moment. I don't know if there's going to be victory speech. So, June, what can you say? It's 3:30 now, we're just finally at an end.
The people have spoken, Niall, and certainly they've left their mark on this election, as they have in a lot of other elections.